From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Hours after certifying, Iran has been complying with a two-year international agreement. The U.S. Tuesday slapped sanctions on 18 Iranian individuals and groups linked to the country's military. U.S. spokesperson Heather Nauert said Tehran has violated the spirit of the nuclear deal.
Iran remains, and we all know this, one of the most dangerous threats to the United States, not only our interests here around the world, but also to regional stability. And I've got a whole list of things that we can go over here that Iran is responsible for. Their full range of activities extend far beyond the nuclear threat, and I think we are all full aware of that.
Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal said additional sanctions only hamper our already slow growth in Iran, and in turn, he said, that will empower the hardliners.
The more powerful, the ultra-conservatives, get an excuse for continuing to maintain their anti-American and anti-Western attitude. But that, for me, is will weaken the new government, which has recently been re-elected.
Iran called the sanctions illegal and announced its own sanctions. The parliament Tuesday authorized additional funding for Iran's missile program and the Revolutionary Guard's foreign operations wing known as the Quds Force. Nobel Peace Laureate Malala Yousafzai continued her visit to Nigeria with a stop in Maiduguri and nearby internally displaced camps, focusing on education, especially for young girls. Monday, she met Nigeria's acting president.
I asked the acting president and also the governor of Borno to declare a state of emergency for education. And I think in that there are a few things that are needed. Firstly, to increase the spending on education by 300% and also to make the spending public.
An estimated 10.5 million children in Nigeria are not in school. This is